Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's third quarter 2013 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Since first quarter 2013, we have also adopted new IFRS reporting for certain accounts, and hence restated related historical numbers to provide comparison consistency. I will also provide sales overview by region and by products breakdown, and closing with fourth quarter guidance. Now, if you will please turn to page 2 for our third quarter income statement. During the third quarter of 2013, D-Link registered total revenue of NT 8.1 billion, or 12.9% increase from sequential quarter. This exceeded our previous sales guidance, mostly because of stronger than expected channel and projects pulled in from the emerging markets. The second quarter volatile exchange rates in the major emerging countries reversed its depreciating trend, and our distributor took the opportunity to restock the push-out orders from prior quarter. The new AC routers and camera products also hit the consumer market in the Western world, and we are very encouraged by the initial sales momentum seen, evidencing that the AC networking product upgrade cycle is well underway. I will go into more detail on respective regions and product performance in later slides. Let's move down to the gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 27.8%, slightly up from 27% sequentially. The favorable product mix with switch and wireless sales contributed over 62.4% of total sales was the major driver in the margin gain. With higher product sellout, inventory-related provision was at manageable level this quarter. Gross margin including inventory provisional loss improved to 27.6% as compared to 25.5% in prior quarter. Non-operating income reported this period was NT 166 million as compared to NT 24 million in previous quarter. As you can see in the next slide, the third quarter included NT 45 million FX gain, partially reversing the NT 105 million FX valuation loss reported in Q2 due to the weaker US dollar. Investment income from investee company was NT$94 million, increased by $64 million from sequential quarters. Consolidated net income after tax and minority interest was NT$333 million as compared to a loss of NT$110 million in the second quarter. EPS was NT$0.55 per share based on the weighted average capital of NT 6.112 billion. Please turn to page 4 for the third quarter year-over-year comparison. For the year-over-year comparison, third quarter 13 sales NT$8.15 billion, down 2.5% due to less quantity shipped in the commoditized wireless product. On the other hand, we have intensified our marketing efforts to speed up the market penetration in the higher-end AC router enabled with my D-Link SharePort private cloud feature to make up in margin gain. With prudent operating expense control, operating income and operating margin was at NT$250 million and 3.1% respectively. For the summary of YT third quarter 2013 performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page 5. For the YT third quarter 2013, D-Link posted revenue of NT$22.6 billion, down 7% from prior year same period. Gross margin including the effect of inventory provision was 26.8%, up from 26.2%, due mainly to favorable product mix and margin gain from cost down efforts. Net operating margin in third quarter 13 was 1.1% as compared to 1.7% in third quarter 12. Turning to page 6 for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT 3.5 billion after making the annual dividend distribution. Accounts receivable was NT 6.8 billion, up by NT dollar 340 million, and AR turnover was 77 days as compared to previous quarter, resulting from higher sales level. Inventory was NT 6.5 billion and down NT 83 million from sequential quarter as we started shipping to meet retail demand in the US and European market. Now, please turn to page 7 for the company's key financial ratios. AR collection cycle was 77 days and inventory days was 111 days, in line with normal business conversion. In terms of liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.83 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.69. Return on equity for the third quarter was 10%. Now please turn to page 8 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continue to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 63% of our group's revenue, followed by Europe, 21%, and North America, 16%. For the North America region, third quarter sales was up 1.4% on quarter-over-quarter basis as we continue to gain market presence in MyD-Link camera and business surveillance solution. YT third quarter digital home products achieved impressive sales growth of 43% on year-over-year basis. In third quarter 2013, Europe grew 14.4% from sequential quarter as a result of improving business and consumer sentiments. Emerging and Asia markets were up 15.7%, partly benefiting from increased pull-in from the push-out order effect from prior quarter. Please move on to page 9, which show our 2013 third quarter revenue breakdown by product category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 62% of total third quarter revenue, while broadband was at 20%, digital home at 11%, and others with 7%. During the third quarter, both switch and wireless sales were up 19.7% and 18.3% respectively, reflecting normal seasonal pattern and positive sales gain from the new product rollout in 11AC, smart routers, mobile routers, camera, giga, and smart switches. Digital home was down 70% from sequential order because of lumpy project shipment in the media product line in prior quarter. But on third quarter YTD term, digital home excluding media grew 30% on year-over-year basis. Please turn to page 10 for the fourth quarter guidance. Looking forward, global economic growth is expected to be modest at best, so we continue to take actions to improve our performance through solid execution of new product launch, cost control, process improvement, and volume growth in our strategic products and markets. For the fourth quarter outlook, the company expects to see revenue in line with third quarter and stable operating margin. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link's Investor Relations.